My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We begin in Baltimore, where the biggest underdog of the week, the Raiders, stunned the Ravens 26-23. Las Vegas was down 23-13 entering the fourth quarter. Gardner Minshew to Davante Adams, key to the comeback, a touchdown. Minshew had 276 yards in the air with that score in the win. Adams, 9 grabs for 110 yards. Breakout game for rookie tight end Brock Bowers, 9 grabs, 98 yards. Max Crosby, 2 sacks. Derrick Henry in a loss, 84 and a touchdown. Zay Flowers, 7 grabs, 91 yards and a touchdown for Baltimore, who got 2.5 sacks from Odafe Eowe. The Raiders host the Panthers on Sunday. Chance to get to 2-1. The Ravens are headed to Dallas trying to avoid 0-3. John Harbaugh on his message to his winless team.
Disappointing loss, tough loss. Could have gone our way for sure, but we didn't get the job done. 0-2. We're going to play a 17-game season, and we will be defined by the next 15 games. So that's going to be our objective, to play the best 15 games we can, be the best football team we can be.
Bad loss for Baltimore. They had one last year, too. Remember, they lost a game to Pittsburgh, where Pittsburgh could barely manage a first down. And this one, they're up 10 against the team they're probably better than in almost every capacity. And yet, you look up at the end of the scoreboard, end of the day, the scoreboard, they had lost that game by a field goal, relinquishing a 10-point lead in the span of about 10 minutes. That is not very Baltimore-like. But for the Raiders, good for them. Sort of validating the program a little bit. They're trying to play this hard-ass, tough-as-nails, we're going to chew on cardboard and spit out machine gun fire. And they're doing that. They're doing their best in a division that's pretty complicated and tough. But Baltimore's 0-2 with it. Not that easy schedule to come.
Chargers bullied the Panthers 26-3. J.K. Dobbins ran for 131 yards, 17 attempts, back-to-back 100-yard games to start the season for J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins trying to get to the edge. He's got a blocker. He's got more than a blocker. Inside the 25-20. Did the sprints help? Oh, boy, he somersets into the end zone. Touchdown.
Gus Edwards had 18 carries as far as former Ravens running backs go as well. Justin Herbert threw for 130 and 2 scores, both to Quentin Johnston, who had 6 grabs for 51 yards. Carolina's offense, anemic. Quarterback's obviously been benched since. 84 passing yards on 26 attempts will do that. Leading wide receiver was Adam Thielen, who went 2 for 20 through the air. The Chargers matching up with the Steelers. Someone's going to get to 3-0 this coming week. Meanwhile, the Panthers are in Vegas.
For the Chargers, very soft opening to the season. But again, it's validating the program. When Jim Harbaugh shows up, you're going to be better than you were. They would have found a way to have lost one of these two games over the last couple of seasons. This is what they do now. They're physical. They push you around. Dobbins deserves comeback player of the millennium, as far as I'm concerned. Even if he does nothing else for the rest of the year, just the fact that he's doing this after all the injuries that have happened, he's been the story through 2 weeks in the NFL.
That's the 16 minutes on G&D. Let's get to the Saints lighting up the Cowboys. That's fun to say. 44-19 final in Dallas. New Orleans scoring on every single possession in the game. In fact, They've scored every single time they've had the ball through two games this season. Derek Carr has been great. 11 for 16, 243 yards and two touchdowns. Didn't even really break a sweat. Another 70-yard touchdown for him through the air in this game. He also ran for a score. So did Alvin Kamara three times. He ran for a 115, added 65 through the air, a 4-touchdown performance for Kamara.
Here's Kamara running right side.
Wow!
Surges in for the touchdown.
Try to gain it here on second down.
Pressure coming. They set up a screen. Oh, there's a lot of room. Alvin Kamara, room to roll. Alvin Kamara's going to score. Touchdown. Kamara, big hole. Left side. Alvin Kamara sprinting towards the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, New Orleans. Kamara looking for his fourth touchdown of the game. Stays on his feet. Alvin Kamara's got four.
Kevin Burkhardt of Fox on the call. That's the A-team with Tom Brady. Dallas losing effort. CeeDee Lamb caught a 65-yard touchdown. Dak Prescott slinging it all game because they were behind big. Threw for 293 but was picked off twice.
Alvin, I'm a Kamara guy, but you heard Kevin Burkhardt clear as day say Kamara. Pronounce it however he wants it pronounced. That's 290 yards and 5 touchdowns through 2 weeks. New Orleans, the offensive renaissance. This is like prime Sean Payton, Drew Brees, all the weaponry that you'd ever want type offense. I think that's the third highest point total through 2 weeks in NFL history. They have been unbelievable on that side of the ball.
Bucks are a surprise 2-0 as well. Two teams in the NFC South.
Frisky.
Off to fast starts. They impressed in a 20-16 squeaker at the Lions in Detroit. Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown pass and ran for another.
First and 10 at the 11-yard line. Mayfield going to run again. Baker up the middle. Inside the 5. Mayfield lunging. Touchdown!
Kevin Kugler on the call on Fox. Chris Godwin caught 7 balls for a 117 and a tutty. The Bucs picked off Jared Goff twice. He also had 2 other interception throws dropped. Could have been a 4-pick game. Goff was not good. Jahmyr Gibbs ran for 84. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches for a 119. He got back on track. Dan Campbell ran a fake punt inside his own 20 that worked. That's the good news. There was an end-of-half debacle where the Lions had too many men on the field before a field goal, and a 10-second runoff cost them 3 points in a game that came down to the wire. The Bucs host the Broncos. Really good chance to be 3-0 after this weekend. The Lions go to the Cardinals. Arizona's not very fun to play.
Yeah, Goff, 55 pass attempts in this game. This is not who Detroit is. This is not what they've done over the last couple of seasons where they've thumped it, run it right down your throat, and then hit you with some play action or some precision type stuff. Offense didn't quite look right in this game. The more the season goes on, if Tampa kind of keeps doing this, maybe the more credit you have to give to them as a team that felt underappreciated, quite frankly, coming off the year they had last year, multiple straight division crowns, and albeit a bad division, but that was a really impressive road win for Tampa.
The Packers got a gutsy 16-10 triumph over the Colts without Jordan Love. Malik Willis started for Green Bay, and they won. 12 completions for Willis, who didn't turn the ball over. The Packers ran for 261 yards. If you guys didn't see this game, it was a Mona Lisa from Matt LaFleur. I was texting with him, and I just said, take a bow, dude. He's like, hey, we just tried to ground and pound it. I mean, the design, the way that they operated in the backfield, it looked like a high school football offense. No exaggeration.
If you're 14 pass attempts.
If you're a high school coach in this area, watch that game and steal some stuff. Because they didn't throw it. They didn't push the ball down the field at all. They just bullied the Colts. Willis also said LaFleur deserves some credit.
I mean, it feels awesome. I just got to give all the glory to God for giving me this opportunity and just putting me in an environment where they could just help me, not only get ready for the game, but just instill confidence in me and help me be the best that I can be.
So it said credits LaFleur. He credited God. I'm not saying LaFleur's God, but that was a godlike plan. So I will just say that.
There we go.
But 16-10 triumph over the Colts. Josh Jacobs, how about this 1991 stat line? 32 runs, 151 yards. That's 4.7 a pop. Willis had a 19-yard scramble at 41 on the ground. For the Packers, 53 of 67 plays were runs. Just a muck fest. Anthony Richardson, 3 interceptions. Jonathan Taylor ran for 100 yards on 12 attempts. The Packers go back to Tennessee, LaFleur's old stomping grounds on Sunday. The Colts host the Bears in a someone needs a win game.
Yeah, Green Bay needed that one. You need to do a couple things to stay afloat until Jordan Love comes back. That was a big win for them. For the Colts, week one, they were right there with Houston going back and forth. Great ball game, you know, 29-27. They end up losing that one. This is one you might be kicking yourself over. You give up 16 points, and you couldn't do more than that when you had your chances on offense. Richardson inaccurate. I think it was 50% completion percentage, a couple turnovers that you referenced. Now a schedule with the Bears, Steelers, Jaguars, Titans coming up. Still a chance to get right, but you look up now, you're already two games behind Houston.
The Browns outslugged the Jaguars 18-3 to get to 1-1. Deshaun Watson was better in this game. Better than terrible is, you know, okay, but that's still better. 24 of 34, buck 86, ran for a touchdown. Jerry Jeudy led the Browns, 5 catches, 73 yards. Myles Garrett had one of the Browns' 4 sacks of Trevor Lawrence. Speaking of Lawrence, 14 for 30 passing for Jacksonville, going 1 for 4 in the red zone. Bad start to the year for Lawrence. Jacksonville's 0-2. The Giants are taking on the Browns this week. Meanwhile, Jacksonville hits the road for Monday Night Football Game 1 in Buffalo against the 2-0 Bills. The head coach of the Browns in the win column, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, we battled, and we knew Mary Kay coming down here that they were going to have to battle, and in the run game battle and the pass game battle, because that's a very good front. I mean, they have some very, very good players up front. So, again, I just go back to, it wasn't pretty all the time. Doesn't have to be. It just has to be a team committed to getting better.
Hashtag battle. This is who I thought Cleveland was going to be. Week one was such an aberration. They got destroyed by Dallas. But I thought they would be, them and Pittsburgh are doing the Spider-Man meme to each other. Bad quarterback play, great defense, some physical play on offense here and there, and you're going to, yes, battle around. They gave Jacksonville fits on that side of the football. That's who I thought Cleveland was going to be. You know, what's the ceiling for that? I don't know in that division, but this is kind of the Cleveland I signed up for.
The Vikings upset the 49ers 23-17 in Minneapolis in a home win. Justin Jefferson, 133 on 4 grabs, 97 on this one catch.
The Viking defense, second down 9. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown. Shifting gears, getting a block, that's 6.
Kevin Harlan on the call for CBS, but you already knew that. Sam Darnold, solid, 268 and a couple of touchdowns. Ty Chandler ran 10 times for 82 yards. Brian Flores, what a plan defensively for Minnesota. 5 sacks, turned Brock Purdy over 2 times. Before an injury to Deebo Samuel, he caught 10 passes for 110 yards. Jordan Mason ran for a buck. Second straight week, he's hit 100 yards or more rushing. San Francisco's at the Rams. There's going to be a lot of stars not playing in that game. And my favorite game of week 3 early on, the Vikings host the Texans. If they can somehow beat Houston, they will prove that they are legit at 3-0.
Yeah, they are in business now. And Brian Flores, take a bow. You already touched on it. But did you know that Patrick Jones II, for example, has already tied his career high in sacks with 4 through a couple of weeks? The plans that Brian Flores is executing are ridiculous. There was a look I saw this, I can't remember who posted it, where there are 9 guys within a yard of the line of scrimmage, 1 single high safety deep. And the person doing the analysis goes, this is a Tampa 2 look from Minnesota. Meaning, you know, the 2 safeties bail out, the middle linebacker bails out to the middle, and you're able to cover all this different kind of stuff and force everything in front of you. And that's not what a Tampa 2 looks like before the snap, but that's what they were able to do. They're disguising things and tricking people right now. They've given San Francisco fits. I think it's 2 straight years, right? They've beaten San Fran.
Yeah, last year in San Francisco on Monday night, and then this game on Sunday. Seahawks squeaked out a physical win in New England 23-20. The Patriots are better than we thought they'd be. But they let the Seahawks off the hook? Question mark. Geno Smith, 33 of 44 for 327 and a touchdown. DK Metcalf, 14 targets, 10 catches for a buck 29 and a score. Jackson Smith and Jigba. JSN, 16 targets, 12 grabs, 117 yards, 30 of 33 passes from Geno Smith, or I should say 44 passes, but 30 of his targets went to Metcalf and Njigba. Pretty awesome. No Kenneth Walker, so Zach Charbonnet carried the ball, ran 14 times for 38 yards, did score. New England got a decent outing from Jacoby Brissett, 15 of 27, 149 in the score. Antonio Gibson, our old friend, was the Patriots' leading rusher with 96 yards at a 45-yard run. Ramondre Stevenson toted the ball 21 times. DK Metcalf, have a day.
Second down at 5.
Smith sets, fires downfield, wide open, Metcalf, touchdown, 56 yards.
New England's really impressive. I thought they would be contending with Carolina for the top pick in the draft. They're not. They're not good. I'm not telling you I've seen the start of the second Patriots dynasty post Belichick and Brady, but they are competitive, man. They probably should have won this game too. They should probably be 2-0, but they have been tough, competitive, without much on offense. Hunter Henry's the leading receiver with 8 catches for a 109. Jalen Polk, who was all the rage as a rookie, only had 2 receptions. They can't really throw it down the football field, but they're finding a way to compete in these games. So tip of the cap there for Seattle, a sneaky little 2-0 start.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jets outlast the Titans 24-17 in Nashville. Braylon Allen scored the game-winning touchdown on a 20-yard run with 4:31 to play.
And normally, Rodgers in complete command in those situations. Rodgers looking. End zone! Touchdown! Breece Hall pulls it in!
Both Jets running backs scoring in this game. Breece Hall on the touchdown from Aaron Rodgers there. Jets were +2 in takeaways. Rodgers' first win in New York through for 176 and a pair. Hall, by the way, had 7 catches for over 50 yards, including that tutty. Will McDonald, 3 sacks for the Jets. Will Levis, another terrible play. Remember last week it was the awful pick six? This week he was falling down and threw backwards, basically rolled a ball on the ground that was a loose football and a fumble, not corralled by his target. And so it was a red zone turnover, and there were cameras that picked up Brian Callahan, his head coach, asking him, "What the bleep are you doing?" Except he didn't say bleep.
He didn't bleep, no.
The Jets host the Patriots with a shot to get to 2-1 in Thursday Night Football matchup this week, and the Titans host Green Bay without Jordan Love. Good opportunity for them to get a surprising win.
Titans defense is pretty tough, but offensively, it just, you know, it's a matter of time before Levis makes some horrible mistake or they have some kind of drive-killing kind of moment. They're not there. They're not ready to be any good just yet. They've been competitive in both of their games. Of course, now both losses.
Cardinals ripped the Rams 41-10. Kyler Murray threw 4 incompletions, 3 touchdowns in the game, 266 through the air, and Marvin Harrison Jr. got going after a silent week 1, 130 yards on 4 catches with 2 touchdowns, all in the first quarter. He had more yards in the first quarter than his dad ever had in any quarter in his Hall of Fame career.
Fake to Connor. Murray on the rollout. Looking deep for Harrison! Marvin Harrison Jr. to the end zone! Touchdown again!
That's a hell of a call from Adam Amin on Fox. James Conner, 21 for 122 on the ground, did score. The Rams, now without Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua in the passing game. They've got San Francisco without stars. Arizona-Detroit, as we mentioned, a fun matchup this weekend.
Arizona validated what they did for most of the game, I would say, week one on the road in Buffalo. They were really impressive. They beat up a Rams team. Everybody, if you had a DFS stack going, a little James Conner, Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison, you probably were in the money with what those guys did. That was unbelievable. What a dominant performance.
Steelers limped past the Broncos 13-6. They've won each of their games now. Pittsburgh has, despite one touchdown on the season.
It's so Steelers-y.
Six field goals in week one. I mean, call the Commanders. They're still in their script. And then this week with the one touchdown, that was enough. So eight field goals for their nine scores from Chris Boswell. But they're still 2-0. Defense picked Bo Nix twice. T.J. Watt wrecked the game against the Falcons. A little more quiet, but did have another sack in this one. Pat Freiermuth, the leading receiver from Justin Fields. Four catches, 39 yards. Speaking of Fields, after the game, he said Russell Wilson was going to be celebrated, the former Bronco.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know Russ got kind of did dirty last year, so I know he wish, you know, he could have played today in this game, but it's awesome, you know, getting that win for him. He got a petty game ball, so it's great getting it done for Russ, for sure.
A petty game ball, it was called.
Now,
which I love.
I don't know if anyone got did dirty or done dirty or whatever. I will tell you, I love this. I love that sort of thing where you're looking out for your teammate. Right? Like, whether you believe that there was an injustice done to Russell Wilson or otherwise, it doesn't matter. Whatever unites you, unites you. Find a common enemy and go to battle. I thought that was pretty cool.
Bo Nix, in this game, the leading rusher for the Broncos. That's going to have to change. He ran for 25 yards. Josh Reynolds, 93 as a receiver. Pittsburgh's got the Chargers. Denver is at Tampa Bay. Let's go to the game of the weekend, and that was the Chiefs and the Bengals in Kansas City, where the Chiefs won via a pass interference on Cincinnati late, set up a Harrison Butker game-winning field goal from 53 yards. Isaiah Pacheco was injured in this game. Before that, though, he's going to be out for several weeks. He ran 19 times for 90 yards. Pat Mahomes picked off twice, 18 of 25 for just 151 and two scores. Rashee Rice caught a long touchdown. He went for 75 and that score. Joe Burrow finally gets it going for the Bengals in week two. 258 and two through the air. Bengals couldn't run it, though, with Zach Moss just 12 for 34 on the ground. Their leading receiver was Mike Gesicki, seven grabs for 91 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, still library quiet, four grabs, 35 yards for him. Zach Taylor not enjoying a final sequence that saw his team fall to 0-2.
I mean, you know, it's one of those plays where we may benefit from something like that at some point this season. That's what I told our guys. So, you know, they're calling it like they see it. I thought they called a very fair game. And they saw that as a penalty, so they called a penalty. And our defense still did a great job, you know, not giving them any yards after that. So I was proud of the way that they kept battling, because that's an emotional kick right there on fourth and long. And they came out and they got three really good stops, and then they got a good kicker, and he made it. So that's really just what the game comes down to.
I know Cincinnati lost this game, and they're frustrated and ticked off about that. That went a long way to kind of validating that it's okay to have expectations there. I know they're 0-2. They're not an 0-2 team. I know that's what they are, because that's what the record is.
They better win Monday night or they're cooked.
Seriously, but week one, you're going, oh my God, they're broken. What's wrong with the Bengals? They'll be just fine. They're going to win more games than they lose this year.
And finally, on Sunday Night Football, the Texans beat the Bears 19-13. Caleb Williams sacked seven times and intercepted twice. He has really struggled through two games. C.J. Stroud is not. He threw for 260 and a touchdown. Nico Collins putting on a show. 10 targets, 8 catches, 135 yards.
Second and long. Stroud throws in the middle. It's Collins. Flag is down as Collins goes to the end zone for a touchdown.
The outstanding Mike Tirico on the call on NBC. Stephon Diggs, 4 catches, 37 yards for the Texans. Joe Mixon, 9 for 25 on the ground. Houston only 4 for 14 on third down. Still one. Williams, as I said, through two contests now, yet to throw a touchdown. And those two interceptions loomed large. DJ Moore was clearly annoyed. 6 for 53 for him as a receiver. Chicago's at Indy. Someone's going to be 0-3. Houston, Minnesota, one of the top games of the weekend.
This is me saying this. Grant, you were right. Danny, you were wrong. You were right. I was wrong. Houston is good on both sides of the ball. That's a mature win right there. Their offense isn't doing what they wanted to do. Joe Mixon in week one ran for 1,000 yards. They couldn't really get the running game going. Doesn't matter. You got C.J. Stroud. He'll bail you out, make a couple plays. Nico Collins is awesome. That defense is better than I thought it was going to be. They are a force on that side. They're tough to deal with. You always have to worry about somebody wreaking havoc in the backfield. Houston is legit.
That's the fastest 16 minutes in radio. Our look back at the NFL game by game every single Tuesday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.